This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of 46.12% was recorded till 3 p.m. in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. Meanwhile, a high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprised diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. Campaigning has picked up for Haryana assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. On the occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the benefits of Make in India initiative started by the NDA government. Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. On the other hand, Indian National Lok Dal organised a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Julana in Jeans district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhary Devi Lal. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Sukhbir Badal are also addressing the rallies along with INLD leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said India and Australia are working towards strengthening the Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, through the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement. He said the ECTA agreement has resulted in market access to both sides and resulted in significant increase in merchandise trade between the two nations. While addressing a joint press conference in Adelaide today, Mr. Goyal announced the setting up of an office for trade promotion in Sydney, Australia. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said that India's commitment to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal of ending HIV and AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. While addressing a high-level side event on revitalized multilateralism, recommitting to ending tuberculosis together at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, she highlighted the country's role as the world's largest supplier of antiretroviral drugs, supplying over 70% of global medicines in the category. The Bombay High Court questioned and grilled the Maharashtra police today over the killing of Akshay Shinde, the accused in the Badlapur sexual assault case. Shinde was shot dead by Thane police in an encounter on Monday. A division bench of Justice Revati Mohite Dere and Prithviraj Chavan, while hearing a plea moved by Shinde's father, challenged the police claim that Shinde had snatched a cop's weapon, prompting the officers to open fire. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty hit another fresh high in the last hour of trade. However, both the benchmark stocks opened today's session in the red. The Nifty 50 reached a record high of 26,032 during the session before closing with a gain of 0.25% or 63 points at 26,004. Meanwhile, the BSE Sensex also achieved a new all-time high of 85,247. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth defeated Israel's Daniil Dubovenko 21-14-21-15 in the men's singles first-round match at Macau Open today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.